that.
All right, let's get started. We are joined in the media center by our Camping World Series Pro Stock winner, Kyle Koretsky, otherwise known as Kid Chaos. His first career victory in his 21st start comes against his team owner, engine supplier, Greg Anderson. To get to the final round, Kyle Koretsky was victorious over Christian Quadra, then Dallas Glenn, who had been a bit of a nemesis, then Wally Stroop, a local hero, and then, of course, the final round against Greg. 011 reaction time. Kyle, walk us through your day and even go back a little bit to the previous final rounds that you had come up a little bit short and how they motivated you.
I mean, they're all special. I mean, I'm out here living my dream. You know, KB supplies me with the best power out there. Our team just works flawless. You know, when I raced Dallas, I think 8 times this year already or throughout my career, and we go head and head, and you know, once he lost, he jumped right on my car. I mean, everyone's a big team and we get along, and I mean, this is huge. This is, you know, what I wanted my whole life. So
talk a little bit about the sacrifice you made. Your dad is so well known in the sport of drag racing. He's run Top Fuel, he's run Pro Stock, he's got this crazy nickname Captain Chaos because of his style and demeanor. He's a winning team owner at the U.S. Nationals. You've run sportsman racing, bracket racing, you've been a drag racer, you're involved in other forms of motorsports. But to run Pro Stock, you made a decision a couple of years ago. You wanted to do this. There was a lot of sacrifice just to get here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Pro Stock is the most competitive class out there, I think, in NHRA. And, you know, weight's a big one. So, you know, my weight, I'm always, you know, we're big boys. You know, we eat good. We work hard, but we eat real good. And, you know, weight's huge in a Pro Stock car. So we, you know, made some changes, got that right, and linked up with the KB. And Ken and Judy Black gave me, you know, the opportunity to drive one of their cars. And, you know, my dad rented motors pretty much his whole career. And, you know, we're always behind the eight ball. And we looked up to Greg and Jason, and they had the R&D stuff, and the guys were great. And we had the opportunity to do it. So, yeah.
Before we open up to members from the media, one final question for me. Lane choice, flip-flopping all over the place. It was almost as if you guys were unsure of, in the car, where Dave was going to send you, and you started off on the left, and you went to the right, and I can tell you your dad was like, I don't know, confusion. What was your perspective inside the race car?
Yeah, he was confused. He had me getting worked up. But I was just waiting to see what the crew chief Dave said, and keep my cool and just try to race every round and just pretend like it's a time shot. I just raced Greg Anderson in the final. He's going for, you know, world record, you know, the winningest driver in history, and I just defeated him. I feel bad, but I feel great. This is our first Wally for my family as a, you know, Koretsky, and yeah.
Awesome. Let's open it up to members of the media, competitionplus.com. Happy birthday, 22 years, Bobby Bennett.
Kyle, your dad gave up numerous sacrifices to pave the way for you to come in here. What does this mean to you to get the first Wally, the Wally that he always fought for but never got?
I'm going to try not to cry here, but he worked his whole life. And he gave me the opportunity to do it.
Yeah. How does it make you feel to know that he has now transitioned from Kenny Koretsky, former Pro Stock racer, to being Kyle's dad?
I don't think he's handling it well, but you know, he told me if we win, we could party that night, but also make sure I'm back at work at 6:30 Monday morning, and I think he accepts it.
What did he say to you before you went out there for that first final round?
He said, just do your thing. You know, treat it like any other round and dig deep. You're going to have to really dig deep, and that's what I try to do.
Next question, Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster. Phil.
Kyle, you've been so close. Indy was a heartbreaker for you. You had that race, you really won. How much, you know, coming into this, how much did any of that play in your mind, especially when you're going against Greg? KB Racing's home race. He's going for the record against Warren Johnson. Talk about those feelings you had about all that.
Yeah, I mean, Indy was huge. You know, I felt really confident. The car was running great. Like always, the team was just flowing together real well. I thought Indy would be my first one. That'd be a huge one. I don't think I could ever top that, the U.S. Nationals. But coming into Maple Grove, my hometown, I had a lot of support, you know, 100-plus people, friends and family. And I felt good there, too. And then we struggled a little bit on Saturday. We just kind of look forward to Charlotte, the next one. We kind of put that in our past. And come to Charlotte, to Greg's hometown, and, you know, KB Racing's hometown. So, you know, we knew Ken and Judy Black were going to be out here. So we had to make sure we had an all KB final. I mean, they put their heart and soul into this team and gave up a lot of sacrifices on their family end to make sure we have the best parts out here. And, you know, this is definitely a big win for them.
And no regrets about stopping Greg from getting his win, huh?
I think a little bit, but not much. I need to get this done, and that guy's unbelievable. He's the hardest working guy I ever met, and he's nonstop. I mean, he's at the shop. We've been racing back to back, and he's been in the shop 18 hours a day, and just he's a machine, and he's the best.
Kyle, this is your introduction to so many people out there. You've broken through. You got a win. You mentioned going back to work. Just, you know, tell everybody what else you do other than be a professional pro stock racer.
We have a family construction business. We do site development, recycling. We own a gun shop, a graphic company, and we're real estate investors in commercial rental properties. So we have a little bit of our hands in everything. That's kind of how my dad is, and he's chaos. And then when we're home, we're going a million miles a minute. And, you know, my brother's a big part of this. You know, he stays home and works and makes sure all the guys are working. And, you know, without all their support, I definitely couldn't be here, because this sport is definitely funding on money. And, you know, we work real hard during the week. And when we come to the track, I take it pretty serious. And then when we leave the track, I take work real serious.
Championship prospects. The countdown is on. It's a strong performance once again. Greg, Erica, everybody talking about those legacy racers going for five, but you have just announced your intentions to compete the whole way.
Yeah, I mean, countdown's huge. It's something I always wanted to do, to win a championship. To be honest, I'm not even really looking at that right now. I'm just going to take every race, you know, one round at a time, and I think I focus a little bit better than that at that way, looking at it. But hey, I'd like to get one of the white hats, 100%.
There you go. Kyle Chaos, our Pro Stock winner, a first-time winner, and his 21st start. He's got the name Kid Chaos, maybe a little less chaotic than his dad, but congratulations, Kyle.
Thank you very much.
We were going to say, you Woo! Look like it, but you ain't like it.
You had Tim party after his first win.
I can hold that for you.
Yeah. Thank you.